Worldview, Burundi's President Nkurunziza says Rwanda no longer a partner but an enemy. By John Jasonakis on December 31, 2018. This morning's key headlines from GenerationalDynamics.com. Burundi's President Nkurunziza says Rwanda is no longer a partner but an enemy. Burundi orders the UN to close its human rights office there. Fears grow of a new Hutu-Tutsi war. Burundi's President Nkurunziza says Rwanda is no longer a partner but an enemy. Pierre Nkurunziza and Paul Kagame, AFP. Centuries of tribal warfare between ethnic Hutus and Tutsis in East Africa are once again threatening to return, as relations deteriorate between Burundi, led by Hutu President Pierre Nkurunziza, and Rwanda, led by Tutsi President Paul Kagame. 2 weeks ago, Nkurunziza wrote a letter to Uganda's Tutsi President Yoweri Museveni, listing a series of accusations by Rwanda against Burundi, and asking for a meeting of the East African Community, EAC. It is, therefore, very urgent for the East African Community to focus on the real problem that is jeopardizing peace and security throughout Burundi. It is Rwanda, a state party to the treaty establishing the East African Community, which is not at its first attempt to destabilize its neighbor, Burundi, in violation of the fundamental principles of the community. In short, Rwanda is the only country in the region that is one of the main destabilizers of my country and, therefore, I no longer consider it a partner country, but simply as an enemy country. Nkurunziza is accusing Kagame of instigating an April 2015 coup attempt against him. The coup attempt was triggered when Nkurunziza refused to step down after announcing that he would seek a third term as president, not permitted under Burundi's constitution. His announcement triggered protests and the police responded with bullets and tear gas, killing 10 people in 4 days of violence between youthful Tutsi protesters and police. Continued clashes killed hundreds of people. April 30, 2015 Worldview, 20,000 refugees flee violence in Burundi, fearing Hutu-Tutsi war. Museveni is the current president of the EAC, which has 6 members, Burundi, Kenya, Rwanda, South Sudan, Tanzania, and Uganda, with its headquarters in Arusha, Tanzania. It was formed in 2000 to improve relations among the member nations and particularly to prevent a repeat of something like the 1993-94 Hutu-Tutsi genocide in Burundi and Rwanda. Museveni selected Tanzania's former president Benjamin Mkapa to evaluate Nkurunziza's accusations. Mkapa investigated and submitted a report that rejected Nkurunziza's accusations against Kigali and recommended talks between Nkurunziza's government and dissidents, including the alleged coup plotters. Museveni then responded to Nkurunziza that he was manipulating the EAC and that you use it when it suits you and discard it when it does not. The Nation, Kenya, 14 December, and News 24, South Africa, and AP. Burundi orders the UN to close its human rights office. A United Nations human rights report in September said that Burundi officials were committing crimes against humanity in 2017 and 2018. These crimes include murder, imprisonment or other severe deprivation of physical liberty, torture, rape and other forms of sexual violence of comparable gravity, and persecution on political grounds, according to the report. Researchers believe that the Hutu government of Pierre Nkurunziza is specifically targeting Tutsis for the crimes. Tens of thousands of refugees, mostly Tutsis, have fled and are staying in refugee camps in neighboring countries. The BBC has confirmed the worst of the accusations in its own investigations. According to the BBC, Burundi's government was running secret detention houses to silence dissent. A video, widely shared on social media, showed blood flowing from the drain of a house in the capital city Bujumbura. An eyewitness said that the blood was from beheadings. Early in December, Burundi ordered the United Nations Human Rights Council to leave the country. All international staff must be redeployed immediately, and the office has 2 months to pack its bags and close its doors permanently, according to the order. In October 2017, judges of the International Criminal Court, ICC, authorized an investigation into crimes committed in Burundi since April 2015. Burundi officials reacted by withdrawing from the ICC. Burundi was the first ever country to leave the ICC. Reuters, 5 September, and BBC and AFP, 6 December, and Human Rights Watch, 18 Jan. Fears grow of a new Hutu-Tutsi war. The event overshadowing many countries in Africa, particularly in East Africa, is the 1994 Rwanda genocide, when ethnic Hutus slaughtered close to a million ethnic Tutsis in a period of about 3 months. The threat of a new Rwandan genocide has influenced policy in Nigeria, Central African Republic, Sudan, and discussions outside of Africa. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame said a year ago that Nkurunziza's third term as president and his refusal to step down threatened a repeat of the 1994 genocide. "They should have learned the lesson of our history," said Kagame. Kagame's criticism is laughable because Kagame himself, as well as Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni, have all refused to step down after serving the maximum time permitted by the respective constitutions. This, of course, is similar to what we have seen in country after country in Africa. Related articles. Burundi's Hutu Eternal Supreme Guide Nkurunziza to Remain in Power Eternally, March 19, 2018. Burundi's Hutu government leaves International Criminal Court to avoid crimes against humanity charges, October 28, 2017. 20,000 refugees flee violence in Burundi, fearing Hutu-Tutsi war, April 30, 2015. Uganda lawmakers throw fists and chairs at each other over Museveni's power grab, September 28, 2017. Rwanda's President Kagame becomes another leader refusing to leave office, November 19, 2015. Burundi's Pierre Nkurunziza follows Syria's Bashar al-Assad on path to genocide, October 13, 2016. Keys, Generational Dynamics, Burundi. Pierre Nkurunziza, Rwanda, Paul Kagame, Uganda, Yoweri Museveni, Hutu, Tutsi, Benjamin Mkapa, East African Community, EEC, Kenya, South Sudan, Tanzania, International Criminal Court, ICC. Permanent web link to this article. Receive daily worldview columns by email.